And we think that, who's the pea picker that sings? They call himself the pea picker.
Yeah, Tennessee Ernie.
Tennessee Ernie. We think that we're distant related to Tennessee Ernie. Uh-huh. But we haven't traced that to find out anything about that. But I couldn't go any further, any deeper with her, mm-hmm. with my mother's side of the family. But I did begin to come back, and I started the searching more here. Then we've made trips to Virginia. Then that's where we found out some stuff about her family. And North Carolina. We've been into the archives in Tennessee and Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, all of those, and Alabama too. And we didn't keep track of the expense. If you did, you'd quit the second time you went around.
I know.
So we wouldn't do that. But I found in the North Carolina census, and the records I mean, my great-grandfather Solomon Sr. had a copy of his will dated back in 1880, two or three, something like that. And then that brings us right on back down to, let's see, I've got that. And then Papa was I have a sister and a brother that was born in Memphis. Papa, after they married, they finally moved into Memphis. He worked for a marble shop there. That's all he's ever done all his life, you see. He was raised up in the Marble Belt, and so he stayed with it. Then he left Memphis and came to Marietta. And I was born over here on Roswell Street, across from the cemetery. There used to be several little houses up there. And I had two other sisters that were born here in Marietta. I was born in 1903, and one of them was in 5, and one in 7. Then we moved to Fairburn about 1908 sometime, and then I had a sister that was born down there in 1909, the latter part, and another one that was born in 1912 out in another place there. But that was that. That was us, 5 girls and 2 boys. Then in 1913, Dad moved to, there was a demand for a man of his ability at Regal, up there where the Regal Blue Marble is quarried, and they built a lot of things from it, so he went up there. And then he moved us up there later. I remember we hauled our furniture over and put it in a boxcar and fastened it, and then we all caught the streetcar there in Fairburn and came to Atlanta and then caught the train and came on up to Tate, where my grandfather lived, and we stopped off there 2 or 3 or 4 days till the furniture could get up to Murphy. And then when we got up there, when we all got up there and we stepped off the train, 7 children and a mother, and then met him, makes it 9, you see. I think he got about a 3-seated hearse to haul us all over to the house. He had already got the furniture and put it in a home and put it in the house that we had. And then we lived there in 1913, and then we weren't there. That was in the fall. And then Mother died in January of 1915. So you see, there was a sister 3 years old and another sister that was 16. And shortly after that was whenever the war broke out in 1917. My sister was married, and my brother, older brother, which was, wasn't it 16, but he told him he was 18, and went on into the volunteered and went into the service, and I tried to get in there with them and tell them. I said, I'm his twin brother. They shook their head and said, no, we can't take you. And so that was that. And then the war broke out, and there was a demand for a mechanic in Pentland, Virginia, the shell factory. So he inquired and got the school at Montreat, North Carolina, run by Presbyterians,